for yet a short moment, we will continue our services this evening with that same prayer that God will continue to teach and to guide us. We will read the Word of God as it is recorded in the book of Joshua in chapter 23, verses 2 and 3, and also verses 8 and 11. In Jesus' name, we read these words as follows. And Joshua called for all Israel, and for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. But cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. Amen. We have already heard through our dear brother of the importance of reminding ourselves and one another of all the goodness and care that we have received from God. That is what this text that we just heard speaks about. Joshua gathered together children of God to remind them of that very matter. Many of you remember Joshua from the Bible. I think he was first mentioned in the Bible when he was about 40 years old. He was born when the people of Israel were, when they were in the slavery in Egypt. And he led the people of God after Moses had died. God gave Joshua a very important task to lead his people into the promised land. And there was, when Joshua was first mentioned in the Bible, he was going to war. Either an enemy was going to attack him, or he was going to attack the enemy. I can't remember which. But Moses told Joshua to go and gather soldiers and fight. Go to war against the Amalekites. I am going up to the mountain to pray. And so he did. Moses went up to the mountain to pray. Aaron and Hur came with. So there were three of them. Moses prayed unto God, and Joshua was down on the bottom fighting against the enemy. And the Bible says that while Moses was up on that mountain, when he kept his hands raised, Joshua's led army was victorious. They were pushing the enemy. And when the arms of Moses were coming down, the Amalekites, they pushed the army of God. So there was this seesaw back and forth. And then finally Aaron and Hur, they set stones. They took a hold of the arms of Moses and put stones under it and helped the arms of Moses to remain up. And the Amalekites were defeated. And then God specifically told Moses to remind Joshua exactly why he was victorious, because God was on his side. Joshua was now getting old in age. He was a little over 100 years. He had led many different wars and been victorious. And he had led the people of God into the promised land, the land of Canaan. And now he was nearing the end of his life. And he gathered the children of God close to him so he could speak unto them, remind them of what God has done on their behalf and how God had blessed them. In our daily life, dear brothers, dear sisters, we don't have to worry in our battles, in our daily battles, that we need to fear for our life as Joshua and those soldiers had to. But that is a picture of a life of a child of God. How we do warfare against the enemy of souls continually. He wants our flickering little candle to die, so that we no longer have any faith in our hearts. He wants to steal us from the kingdom of God. That's why even us, we need to remind one another that when it is difficult, when it seems that it is so overwhelming that we don't know where to go, where to start, how to go about. Just as with Joshua's warfare against the Amalekites, God won that battle. God wins our battles. Joshua only had to be obedient to the Word of God. We, the children of God, we just need to be obedient to the Word of God. That's enough. That carries us all the way to heaven, just as it did Moses, just as it did Joshua, and those countless others during that wilderness journey, and after they had reached that promised land in Canaan. We are sometimes under very heavy doubts, but when we look back to those especially heavy times, you made it. You made it through. Because God helped you. Because you were obedient and desired to continue to believe. Of course, there are many things that we would like. Things that we don't have. A little more of this. Maybe a little bit more strength or patience or understanding. What more do we need than what we have right now? When we are heaven acceptable as we are. Do we not have to say, as the psalmist writes, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That when Jesus is my guide, that's all that I need. I really don't need anything else. The wilderness journey, when we read about it, Joshua, of course, remembers many of the miracles. He saw them with his own eyes. Even though many of those children of God that he called to speak of how God has cared for them to this day, they had also seen those great miracles. They still needed to be reminded once again that remember how good God has been to you. I don't think that those that were listening to Joshua, that they thought that we have heard this before. I always remember. How is it with us? We come to services time and time again, and we hear the same message, regardless of where these brothers come from. The message is the same. The message is the same because the teacher is the same. We all have the same teacher. Do we not also need to remember and to hear and to be reminded that continue to believe yet for one more moment? God has done many miracles on your behalf. And isn't the greatest miracle this, that as lacking as we are as individuals, we are still heaven acceptable. So this evening, dear brother, dear sister, uplift your weary hearts and believe that your sins and doubts are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. All your sins are forgiven. This way, we stay on this narrow but safe way that leads to heaven. Can I also believe my many sins and doubts forgiven? It does pay to hold on to this gift that we have received from the hand of God. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.